Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful parent missionary, Velvet Holmes. Amen. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. Lord, bless missionary Velvet myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we, amen. We here on radio spreading the gospel like we always do. Praise God. We're going to continue the message we talked about. Amen. Walking in Christ Jesus. We're in Romans, the 6th chapter. Praise God. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Amen. Our ministry goes all across, amen, the area, around the world, amen, praise God, into Africa, amen, and parts of the, amen, Asia, praise the Lord, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to let you know sweet Jesus is concerned about you. He cares about you. He wants to make a change in your life. People say God is love. God, that's true. God is love. But how really do you love God? Do you love God enough to dedicate your life to Him? Do you love God enough to keep His commandments? Because Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's what He said. Amen. It's not enough to say I love God and doing what you want to do out there in the world, pleasing the other man, because that shows you don't love Him. It shows that you love the other man. But I'm here to let you know, if you love the Lord, you will obey and amen and keep His commandments. Amen. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Let's go to, amen, we were walking in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's go back to Romans, the 6th chapter. Pick up, amen, at verse number 7.
For he that is dead is free from sin.
He said, for he that is dead is free from sin. Like we said on our last broadcast, that don't mean graveyard dead. It's talking about being dead to the world of sin.
Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him.
If we be dead with Christ, we shall also live with Him. Amen.
Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over Him.
Amen. Amen. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Amen. Death had no more dominion over Him. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God, when Christ come in us, that means He calls us to legally have eternal life to live.
For in that He died, and He dies unto sin once. But in that He liveth unto God.
Amen. I'm telling you, amen, praise God. When you die to sin, praise of God, you begin to live your brand new life unto God. It's time to live your life unto God. And God wants holy men and women. Because, amen, you can't serve God in your sins. Amen. Jesus come to fix the soul. You can serve God in holiness and in righteousness all the days of your life. Because God is holy. He wants us to be holy.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm telling you, you can't be holy sinning and doing wrong. Amen. Church membership cannot make you holy. You got to be born again. That new birth got to get in you for you to be holy. People want to argue church membership, want to argue some church. But I'm here to let you know, you got to be born again if you want to make heaven your home. Praise God. I'm telling you, that new birth got to get in you if you want to make heaven your home. What did that Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
It said, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Said, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. In other words, the Lord let you know You got to die to the world of sin. Die to the world of sin. Praise God. Crucify the flesh. Praise God. Amen. You got to crucify the flesh if you want to make heaven your home. People don't take time enough to die. You don't take time enough to die. You got to die and die indeed dead. When you die indeed dead, flesh is crucified so that you will be able to be saved. Praise the Lord. Amen. Folk want to, amen, get a little jumping all, say, I got it. And then you want to go try to tell somebody something. Amen. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. You need to get it yourself first. Be saved yourself. Get it good yourself so you'll be able to stand when time comes. Because amen, going to tell on you if you don't do it right. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. You got to work your salvation out. Take time to work your salvation out. Crucify the flesh. Amen. It's time to crucify the flesh. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Crucify the flesh. Praise God. So the Lord can breathe a life in your soul.
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof.
Now, when you die indeed dead to the world and crucify the flesh, amen, sin do not excite you, because you're dead. You hear me? Amen. That's what people need to understand and know. Praise God, amen. Amen. Praise God, amen. When you, amen, you dead to the world and dead to sin, sin do not excite you. Say amen. So you don't, amen, yield to sin. You don't yield to temptation because you're dead to the world.
He said, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
And that's when the Lord saved you. When the Lord saved you, you got a new walk. You got a new talk.
Amen.
You don't curse no more. Saved folk don't curse. If you curse it, that means the devil is in you. People said, Peter did. Peter won't sanctify it at that time because Jesus hadn't shed his blood. And conversion don't keep nobody. Just like water. Amen. Folks get converted several times. Because conversion do not complete your salvation. Peter had was a little conversion. That was not able to keep him. That's the reason why he cursed. But when he got sanctified and washed in the blood of the Lamb, you don't see where he cursed no more, do you?
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, pray. When the Lord baptized him with the Holy Ghost, you don't see where he cursed no more, do you? And when Christ come in you, you don't curse no more. Amen. Pray. What did that Bible say?
For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace.
Amen. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Because, amen. Praise God, because you're not under the law, but under grace. Let you know, amen, Jesus come to put that word in us. That when it says not under the law, don't mean that, amen, we don't have to obey God's word. Don't mean that.
Commandments.
That means we can put that law in us. Put that commandment in us. That's Jesus Christ. That we'll be able to live that word. Walk that word. Because it be in us to do it. You hear me? He put it in us, so it'd be in us to do it. Praise the Lord. The reason why folk can't live it because it's not in them. But Jesus come to put it in us. When he put it in us, that means we can live right.
What then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid.
Amen. What then shall we sin? That means shall we just do like we want to do because we're not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Amen. Let you know, praise our God. Amen. The Lord wants you to live right. It's time to live right, people. It's time to live right. Because, amen, the law is supposed to be put in us. Amen. I'm telling you, the law is supposed to be put in our soul. Because Jesus is the law. He's the law. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some people feel like, well, we ain't got to obey that. Amen. Praise the Lord. When God says, thou shalt not steal, he mean it just what he said. Thou shalt not steal. If thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Shed innocent blood. Amen. He mean it today. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. Just like he said it on his mouth. He mean it today. In 2026. Don't let these people fool you with half truths and all. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. We need to get the whole truth if you want to make heaven your home. What is that?
What then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid.
Amen. I'm telling you, God forbid for us to, amen, continue in sin.
Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself service to obey, his servant ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, of obedient unto righteousness.
Amen. Now, if you, amen, a child of God, he's going to show by the way you live. But if you play serving the other man, that's going to show too. You can't mix it up. Because God is not mixed up. Amen. If you're a child of God, that means you're on the Lord's side. And the devil is out. You hear me? Praise God. And people need to understand, know that. All right, we're going to, amen, praise our God, get ready for the prayer of faith. Amen. So let us pray. Praise God. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, amen. Walking in Christ Jesus, Lord, live on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgression. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, eye disease, eye pressure, whatever it is. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch the prisoner. Lord, deliver them and set them free from shoplifting. Lord, set them free from, amen, stealing and robbing. Lord, amen, smoking and, amen, drugs and all that stuff. Drinking alcohol and drinks, whatever. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just touch, lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. While you're praising God for deliverance, how come I want to compare missionary veil?
Praise and praise. The song says, been a great change since I've been born. If you believe that word that Ella Holman been preaching all this month, you've been born again. And the Lord will continue to reign in your life. And it said, he will clean you up inside. And he will give you a mind to live right. And he will keep you that you commit to his trust. He will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all thy ways. So you won't dash your foot against a stone and harm yourself. Jesus will do that for each and every one of us. Just give him a chance. Those that are behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. And he's there for you no matter what, through the thick and the thin. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayers and support. Continue to pray, but we pray for you. Knowing that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised you and I, he shall and he will perform it. Give God a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Bell and myself. The Lord will fix it so that we'll be able to get into more jails and prisons. We will pray for you. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Praise our God, that's open to the public. Praise our God, amen. Also, amen, those that's incarcerated, write up for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking race, right for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. To this broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion missionary, Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.